Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, like every time, sitting up here in the Florida room, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spinning distance from the most famous intersections anywheres, all y'all Hollywood and Vine mother truckers. You're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And do yourself a favor, throw a backslash listen behind that, and you can hear all the fabulous programming as it's happening right here on the network. I ain't making that shit up. You can hear the Hollywood Hick every day on the 7s, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, out here West Coast time. That'd be 10 East Coast time. You can also catch it at midnight West Coast time if you've missed the previous episode. So you got two chances to catch the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network every day. Not every day, every week. I can't even freaking get my shit straight. Could you want me to tell you why? The Hollywood Hick is fucking angry. I don't have very many rainbow sparkle sunshines and or Dolly Parton feelings to go around right now because I got some family shit pissing me the fuck off. Pissing me the fuck off. I'm trashed. Why I'm a day late on getting my program out there, because I was so angry yesterday. I was scared at what I might say, so I chose to hold it inside so as to process things, so as not to throw things out that should not be said. See, even the Hollywood Hick has a slight amount of decorum, whatever word you want to use. I was just censoring myself a little bit because I was scared what I was going to say yesterday, because there was some fucking fucks, goddamns, and shits I wanted to let fly out about somebody in a certain direction that I wanted to take the fuck down. Like I want to drown this motherfucker in a toilet, but that's a different story for a different day. Cause right here on the Crab Diving Network, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm about to break the fuck up with somebody again. I ain't broke the fuck up with somebody in a while, but I'm ficking to, right? But what else? Oh, we got more particulars before I get to that shit. Follow the Twitter page at the H Wood Hick and follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Do that and you can see all the stupid shit I put up on there, and then we can like chat about it or whatever, if you so choose, and all of that kind of fun stuff. But what the hell? I'm sitting up in here. It's still humid and hot in Hollywood. I don't like it. It ain't as hot, but it's humid, so it makes it feel hotter. I thought I escaped this crap leaving the South, but apparently it decided many years after I moved out here that it wanted to take up residence and remind me of why I left the South. Nonsense. That's what I call that bullshit. Non-motherfucking sense. But let's just get right into things today. Because, okay, now I'm just going to go say it right now out loud, okay? I am done broke the fuck up with this new pope, okay? I was down with the new pope, whatever his name is. I don't even see, I didn't commit it to memory. I've done wiped it from my memory, done completely wiped it from my memory, done broke the fuck up. And I will tell you exactly why. Because he done went and had a secret meeting with that gosh awful Kim Davis woman who wouldn't hand out the marriage licenses to anybody, not even homos or straight people in Kentucky, in Rowan County. Big old freaking nightmare. Everybody's been parading her around everywhere. Now, this is the reason. Now, I don't care that he had a meeting with her if he hadn't been all sneaky about it. So now it's like, I don't believe anything he says anymore, because you know what? You were sneaky. You knew, you came over here to America. You started to, like, starting to pictures. Like, it's like backhanded compliments is kind of what you get out of this guy. I don't like him. At first, I was liking him. I was like, ooh, he's trying to get people to pay attention to the environment, which I guess he does. I might give him that. But everything else is backhanded and stupid. I don't care. I'm not Catholic, so whatever. And if Catholic people are offended by this, I'm really sorry, but I don't care. You need to make a stand and stand up and be like, yo, Pope, you need to quit that bullshit, because your secret sneaky meetings on the side ain't doing you any favors, because all these people, the left was loving you. They were wanting to get in there. Like, they were down with your ass, right? They were totally down with your ass. And guess what now? People are starting to be like, ooh, there's starting to be some cracks in the veneer. So now I don't like you, because you know what? You're shady. That's shady. It's underhanded. It's dishonest. And it's just it's horrible. It's like, and to think you didn't think anybody's going to find out. But of course these people, what made you think that these people weren't going to go spouting from every freaking rooftop that the Pope gave her his blessing and had a prayer with her and told her that she should stay strong or whatever the fuck he said? Now, you knew that shit. If you didn't think that was going to get out, then you are stupider than I thought you ever could be, Pope, okay? I'm done. Broke the fuck up, Pope. I was telling people how I thought you were cool for a long time. I was like, this dude, he actually is like making some sense. Maybe he'll like bring some sense into people. But no, start digging into it. It's like all backhanded stuff. It's like when they ask you a question, who am I to judge? You know what? That's a cop out. That's when you need to like take a stand, because you don't need to take this like little wishy-washy position because you don't want to try to piss somebody off. You know what? You're the Pope. They've been pissing people off for fucking years, and you done pissed the freaking Hollywood hick off right here, right now, because I was reading this shit. Because it's over on the Huffington Post, and I know it's the Huffington Post, and they're all like super liberal, whatever, but this dude done went and made a point. His name is Michelangelo Signorelli or something like that. He basically just points it out. Headline on his like editorial here is how Pope Francis undermined, that's his name, Pope Francis. Francis. Every time I hear that name, all I hear is Pee-wee say it in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. But he says how Pope Francis undermined the goodwill of his trip and proved to be a coward. Exactly, a coward. He says right here, the very beginning, he's like, after first refusing to confirm nor deny it, the Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis met with the Kentucky clerk Kim Davis at the Vatican Embassy in Washington, where Davis's attorney, who made the news public after the Pope's trip ended, said Francis told her to stay strong, and that simple encounter completely undermines all the goodwill the Pope created in downplaying the gay issue on his U.S. trip. He basically says, right here, he says, like, the Pope played us for fools trying to have it both ways. He's saying, like, he noted, like, he's an artful politician telling different audience what they want to hear. See, like, that's the thing. Like, no, take his position and do it. Don't just blow smoke up people's ass and tell them what they want to hear just so that you can try to get some claps and move the fuck on in your little itty-bitty stupid Fiat. Let me tell you something, Pope. Fiats are stupid-looking little teensy-ass stupid cars, and that's what you're looking like when you're riding around in that stupid-ass little teensy stupid car, okay? We are broke the fuck up. This just pissed me off to no end. Like, whatever, you just should have stayed out. It's like what they say, if you don't got anything nice to say, then don't say nothing at all. That's the whole thing. And then I know that's me saying it, but whatever. I do the Hollywood hick. I don't do the Pope, okay? And trust me, I ain't doing no damn Pope. He said, I would have more respect for the Pope if he had publicly embraced Kim Davis and made an argument for her, as he did in his visit to the Little Sisters of the Poor, who are battling against filling out a form to exempt themselves from Obamacare's contraception requirement, claiming that even filling out the form violates their religious liberty. Right? So he's like, even though I vehemently disagree with the Pope on that issue, I'd have more respect if he boldly, explicitly made a public statement. That's the thing. You were sneaky and shady and did it on the down low. That's what the freaking problem is. That's what the freaking problem is. And he goes on, what he said. He said, blah, blah, blah. He's like, because he's like talked about how, like, the lady in Georgia who got like executed because she had like had her husband killed or whatever, and people were trying to get that stopped, but I guess like that happened anyway, so that didn't like work. But basically what he goes on to say, he shows himself to be anti-ethical too much of what he preaches and teaches. He talks about dialogue and having the courage of one's convictions and the courage to speak out, but he swept this Davis meeting under the rug, seemingly ashamed and certainly not wanting to broach the subject. Even Davis's supporters should find that insulting to them. That's the whole thing. They should. They were like, no, if you don't want to meet with her and let people know that you're going to meet with her, no. This secret, shady, on the down low shit, that's when people start going, oh, hail to the no, Popesy. Okay? Oh, hail to the mother trucking no. But he said, but we're like, we know he's like a good PR dude. He's a good politician. I'll give him that too. I will even say other people are good politicians, even if I don't agree with them or whatever. But basically, then it goes on. He makes a good point here. He says, but by telling Davis that she should stay strong, if her attorney's account of the encounter is to be believed, which I'm going to believe it at this point because they told us that the thing happened. And then lo and behold, the Vatican had to go and admit it, because I think like the New York Times got him to admit it. But the Pope is only encouraging the bigots, even if he's doing so quietly. We don't know all the details yet regarding how Davis came to meet Francis. If, for example, it was one of the more vocally anti-gay U.S. Catholic Church leaders who brought her along, or if the Vatican invited her. It seems like the Vatican invited her, because what I understand, they snuck her ass in some sneaky car up into this like church place or whatever, where they like do poping things. And it's like, so it's sneaky. Like, no, either do it bold-faced or just don't do it at all. It's like those people who like to dish it out, but they can't take it. That's the thing. You want to dish it out, but you don't want to set yourself up to have to take the backlash, because you know that people are going to be like, yo, Popesy, I'm breaking the fuck up with your ass, because you want me to tell you why? You're dishonest and you're sneaky, and that is not good. Like, would Jesus do that? I don't think so. I don't think Jesus would be having sneaky side meetings. He would just do it right out in the open. He'd be like, you know what? I either embrace this or I don't. I don't ever remember hearing him have sneaky side meetings, but the Pope goes and has sneaky side meetings. Whatever. The Pope can kiss my ass, but the optics of it are bad no matter what. Rather than moving us forward on LGBT rights ever so slightly, as many viewed the Pope as doing, he now, with this meeting, emboldens the haters in the church who will be pushing to make sure church doctrine continues to call homosexuality intrinsically disordered, which is a freaking piece of bullshit, and there's nothing to back it up other than your, like, stupid, ages-old nonsense that you keep spouting out over and over that has been debunked I don't know how many times. I don't know why y'all can't just let this damn issue go and let people live and let live and let us people go about and just lives as long as they're not hurting anybody and do whatever the hell they want. I don't know why you got to impose everything on somebody. I'm not asking you to change anything other than the fact to just let me live my life without you having to sit there up on some pedestal trying to judge me and then go on a sneaky trip behind my back talking to the most god-awful, hateful woman ever to come across this freaking earth. I don't know. She may not be the most, well, you know what? Yeah, right now, I consider her the most god-awful, hateful person because she's just so awful. She's just, and all the people who support her, awful. Y'all are awful, hateful, awful people. And I don't care what you tell yourselves to make you feel better. You are lying to yourself. And when you think you're going, hitting that up button to hit them pearly gates and all of a sudden the bottom drops down and you descend into a pit of fire, well, that's on you, bitches, okay? That is completely 120,000,000,000% on you. Because you know what? You never even stopped to maybe think that, hey, you know what? Maybe this God we love so much, maybe he put these homos here so he could check out and see how we handled it. See if we, like, accepted people and kind of did what we said we were going to do and follow the teachings of Jesus and blah, 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 and whatnot and whatnot. No, you didn't do that. You failed. You failed miserably because that is definitely you just don't want that to be a case. So you just don't think about it. But think about it, people. What if God put homos here as a test for all these Christians and then the ones who are open and accepting and just love people for who they are and go about their business. And as long as you're not hurting anybody, they don't make a big old stink. But all these people who make a big old stink and want to demonize people and then put them to death simply because they don't love the same thing that they love sometimes. You people are going to hit the up button, and the next thing you know, that's just going to be a trap door button, and you're going to be just plummeting into the flames of hell. That's what you're going to do. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. This whole thing pissed me off. I was already in a pissed off mood, too. I'm tired. I didn't get no sleep last night because I can't sleep when I'm in a fit of rage. All I do is wake up every minute or two just thinking about something else that sends me into a fit of rage. I don't like feeling like this. I need more rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and Dolly Parton feelings up inside of me because this is some bullshit. But whatever. This pisses me off. But it kind of ends here. It goes, and it sends a message to all those people who experienced anti-gay discrimination. Like the Catholic school teachers fired from their jobs in the U.S. simply because of who they are, that this Pope is not going to end that discrimination anytime soon. Rather than stopping that discrimination, he welcomed with open arms in the Vatican's own embassy the bigots who promote the discrimination but who've turned themselves into the victims. Because you're not the victims. That's what I don't even understand why you think that's so hard. Just because some people had the courage to finally stand up and be like, oh, hell to the no. This time, everything is on our side. The Supreme Court done told you no. And then just because you don't want to be told no, then you think you can just dig your heels in. So you know what, Pope Francis? I say kiss my big faggot ass, okay? Kiss my big faggot ass. You got that? We are broke the fuck up. I was saying nice things about you. I was telling people this guy make a difference. I didn't think he was perfect, but I thought he was like at least gonna make a difference. And then this just proved to me, because on the outside he wants you to think one thing, while on the flip side he is still up to the same dastardly deeds that have been preceding him for I don't know how many freaking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands and thousands of years. It's just ridiculous. So you know what, Pope? Broke the fuck up, kiss my faggot ass. And that's all I gotta say on that. Piss me the fuck off. I'm done with that story. Not talking about it anymore. We're gonna find something that makes me happy. Like Chris Brown not being able to get into Australia. Let me find that story. I forgot to bring it up because I was so irate and hostile about this whole freaking stupid Pope shit. It just got under my skin. It got under my skin so bad I couldn't take it. But if y'all didn't notice, Chris Brown was supposed to go do some concerts, I think, towards the end of the year over in Australia. And they have like this, minister of something, the woman who like said you can either come in here or you can't. And she's like, you know what? We have a thing where we don't like people who commit domestic violence. And so we are just going to deny you entry because we get to do that. that because we are Australia and we can decide if we want your stupid little dogs to come here or not, Johnny Depp. Mark my words, he is the Brando of this age because he is going to get fat and ugly and weird, or weirder, I guess. But mark my words, it's on its way. It's already happening. I see the shift happening as we speak. But Chris Brown wants to go over there and do shows, but he got denied, right? They're like, no. We decided that, no, we can't do this. So now he's, like, on this freaking redemption trail a la freaking Justin Bieber's, where he's, like, trying to say, like, I want to go over there and teach people about domestic violence, that people will listen to me because I'm Chris Brown. They won't listen to PSAs. No, dude, you know what they'll do? Like, look, they won't let Chris Brown up in here. And if they ain't going to let Chris Brown up in here, then maybe they won't let me up in places, and maybe I shouldn't do this shit. I don't know, but no. Chris Brown, you a fool living in a fool's paradise if and you think... I don't know. Maybe they will let him in there, let him plead his case. But it don't sound like they're going to let him in there. They're like, oh, hail to the no. Hey, yo, to the no. I'm looking for that story, but I can't freaking find it. It's driving me nuts because everything is acting a slow and stuff. And I wasn't really fully prepared because I've been full of rage and like inner hell knows when I should be full of rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and Dolly Parton feelings. But that's surely not going to happen. But I thought there was a story here on the TMZ, but whatever. Moving on. I got such joy out of freaking Chris Dumbass Brown getting told he is not getting entry up into the freaking Australia. They're like, oh no, we do not let you up in here when you do such horrible, awful, hateful things. We're just saying is all. That's how that shit works. So what else is going on? Oh, speaking of homo stuff. Now, this is another one where, okay, I kind of agree with somebody. A lot of people have been giving him some shit, y'all. But Matt Damon went and opened his damn mouth. Like, everybody used to love him. Like, he was like cool. He was like liberal dude. Like, all the liberal people loved him, blah, blah, blah. But Matt Damon done went an open mouth and insert foot. Cause what? But then, come to find out, again, people didn't quote his ass right. Because he made a comment about how he thinks that actors should not really reveal their sexuality, right? And I kind of sort of agree with that. Because in his point is it disrupts the mystery. Like, it's for the actor. So if, like, people know too much about your personal life, then it makes it harder for them to accept you playing a bunch of different roles doing things. Now, there are people who get by with it. And he brought up Rupert Everett as one that, before he came out as gay, like, he was doing, like, leading man parts in, like, romantic comedies and stuff like that. And he was also doing other stuff. He worked more. But he was also kind of an asshole on time, so it's probably not the world's best example, but I kind of think he has a little bit of a point, cause on account of, where'd it go? Here it is. He clarified his comments or whatever too, but basically he was just saying, look, it kills the mystery. And there's something to be said for that. Then, of course, he goes on the Ellen DeGeneres show on Ellen, you know. And the thing is, I can't buy Ellen either. The thing about Ellen is she bugs me. Let me tell you why. Because everything I've heard and or known about her is she's this really sweet, fun person on the, like, outside exterior, what you see on her talk show and when she's out in public and stuff. But apparently, behind the scenes, she's one of the most miserable see you next Tuesdays you will ever have to deal with. She's really horrible, awful person to deal with, right? So sometimes I just want to smack her in her smug face because it's like, no, either be a bitch or don't be a bitch, but don't be a two-faced bitch. It's like, also, if you're going to dish it out, be ready to freaking take it. And then other people are like, that's the kind of ways I feel about that. But what he said is, like, Ellen DeGeneres was giving him shit for it. She wanted to give him a chance to address his remarks because, of course, it was in some article and they, like, put the parts that they wanted to and the other parts of it that they didn't want to. And he was, like, making a reference to how, like, when Good Will Hunting came out, because it was him and Ben Affleck who wrote it and were getting all this attention for it and all that kind of stuff, and they won the Oscar, that people were going, like, oh, they must be gay. And it was, like, all of this kind of stuff. So, and if you're not, I get that. It's, like, kind of, like, a little bit, you consider that a little bit insulting. Like, sometimes I'm, like, don't call me straight because I don't want to be associated with those people either. Homos are way more fun. But that's a different story for a different day, right? Now, he goes on here, I was just trying to say that actors are more effective when they're a mystery. I kind of agree with that a little bit. Now, if you want to come out and just do it, like, that's your prerogative. You have every right in the world to do so. But if you don't and you kind of want to maintain some mystery, I think you should have that right too. Unless you do something to go out and, like, hurt the cause, unless you're Josh fucking Duggar and you turn out to be a homo, that kind of a situation, then I think everybody has every right and allowed to anybody to go out and be like, oh no, look at this dude, this hypocritical son of a bitch, he's a total homo, he's over here, like, hurting the cause. So those people need to be called out. Otherwise, I think it's a personal choice. I don't think everything might be drug out of the closet. It's a personal choice. Some people can't handle it better than other people. It's like, why do you think you get to make that decision for me? It's just seems rude and all that kind of shit. But he goes, and he said, and somebody picked it up and said, I said, gay actors should get back in the closet. But see, I don't think he ever said that either. He's like, it's stupid, but it's painful when things get said that you don't believe, and then it gets represented as what you believe. See, I agree with him on that. Like, I don't think anything I read, it's like people just start twisting the words too. So they were trying to say that he thinks all these people should go back in the closet. I just think he thinks there should be some mystery, and that should be left up to the individual. That's sort of how that fucking goes, right? But then Ellen goes, you're not that guy. She goes, I know that Matt Damon's a good guy. And then she's sitting there all like smiley faced and whatever. You know, as soon as those cameras were turned off, she went back to See You Next Tuesday land. I don't know. Portia must not be laughing at her pussy enough or something. I don't know what the problem is. But my point is, y'all, lay off of the Matt Damon. He cool. He was just saying some people might not want to come out. And I kind of think actors should have more mystery. Because if you look at him, he's kind of got like a personal life that we don't know a whole hell of a lot about. He's got a wife. You don't see much. He's got like several kids that I'm aware of. So it's like you don't see that. So it's not, he's not parading them around in front of everybody like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. So it's like he sort of wants to maintain some of that mystery. And I think he should be allowed. And I think people need to shut the fuck up. Right, you want to get mad at somebody, get mad at the Pope. We done broke the fuck up with him, right? That's what I'm saying. Whatever, let's move on to something else. We're gonna try to hit a bunch of stories today. I don't know, I'm ill prepared again. I'm hot, I'm angry. I don't like being angry, even though I probably seem angry a lot, but I'm just passionate, y'all. I'm just passionate. I'm trying not to kill a bitch with every turn of my life all the time. It's like, I don't deal with stress well. It makes me, like, the only thing good about stress is it makes me not hungry, so I feel like I lose a couple of LBs. But then, I don't eat, and then I feel like it started, ended up getting all nauseated, and then when I finally do eat, it just runs to me, and it's like mess. It's a mess. Like, whatever. Whatever. A stressed out Hollywood hick is unattractive, and Hollywood hick only likes to be attractive. That's what I'm saying is all. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm rambling at this point, and I've had no visit with Mary Wanda or booze today. That's probably why I'm like talking nonsense. But let's go on, see what the fuck else is going on out in the world at large. Oh, this story, where'd it go, see if I can find it. Well, now, you know, this whole thing, like, I've been reporting on this for months and months and months, but this whole Bobby Christina Brown thing where she was found face down in the tub and, like, they ended up in the coma. She ended up passing away a month or so ago. Like, all that just, like, heartbreaking, right? Heartbreaking story. Like, you don't want to have to hear that kind of stuff. We've been all very closely watching this freaking Nick Gordon fella, right? Because we don't want to have to deal with, well, no, actually, like, they think he did it. I don't know what I was talking about. I was trying to make this thing go on mute because I could tell a fucking video was about to just auto motherfucking play. Websites, quit with the autoplay videos. That is my decision if I want to push play or not, okay? I might be somewhere where I don't need the speakers to start blasting out noise all of a sudden. Maybe I'm at work trying to be sneaky, get a hot minute, read your stupid Us Weekly story. I don't need you to out me with your freaking autoplay video for some stupid ass show called Go 90 that I'd rather punch a bitch in the face. I'm just saying is all. Don't do the autoplay video, y'all. It's rude, okay? That's what it basically boils down to. It is rude. R-U-D-E, rude, fools, okay? Well, speaking of rude, Nick Gordon, apparently, people are still looking at his ass because he's the one that was like Bobby Christina's boyfriend, we thought was husband for a little bit. Now we're starting to think maybe he had something to do with her demise because there's rumors that he gave her like this volatile cocktail of drugs and then might have like beat her up somehow, left her face down in the tub. Like, there's a lot of speculation. Now, they also are holding back on the autopsy off of Bobby Christina on account of they don't want it to get out to the press and everything because they're going to be using it against in a criminal case. And the only case I know about going on right now is against this Nick Gordon. So, like, I don't know. It's like, it sure as hell explains why he was so extra freaked out. It wasn't like sad freaked out. It was like, oh my God, what have I done freaked out after the whole thing went down, right? Well, Bobby has done come out. Bobby Brown himself, Bobby Christina's daddy, he's like actually started to like make a few comments about this whole thing. And he said, in regards to the civil litigation, we believe we know who harmed Bobby Christina Brown, and his name is Nick Gordon. That is a quote from Brown's lawyer, Christopher Brown. And he went on to say, Mr. Gordon made headlines when he filed his motion to dismiss the lawsuit pending in Superior Court that seeks to hold him responsible for $40 million in damages. However, the motion was frivolous, and instead of having it heard by the court, he has chosen to withdraw the motion, ending that matter so that he could avoid having to give his deposition, which was scheduled for the day he withdrew the motion. Mr. Gordon will now have to give his deposition under oath. So that's going to be interesting. If he has to actually give his deposition under oath, because apparently he does not do well under pressure, as according to that Dr. Phil episode I was forced to have to sit through. And everybody knows how much I can't stand that damn Dr. Phil with his blowhard ass. But there's been a couple of episodes where I just had to see what went down. His and Kim Richards, those are the only ones that I've watched. Nick Gordon and Kim Richards, and talk about two M-E-S-S messes. Ooh-wee, I'm just saying is all, y'all. But he kept going on. He's like, I am not shocked at the withdrawal, as we must keep in mind that Gordon filed a lawsuit to remove Bobby Brown as Bobby Christina's guardian, only to withdraw that lawsuit in DeKalb County Probate Court once he was served with a deposition notice. He could have pressed forward with that lawsuit and told us under oath what he believed happened to Bobby Christina, but he chose to go in another direction. And then Bobby said, I look forward to having that was from the lawyer. Now, this is what Bobby Brown said. He said, I look forward to having the court clear the evidence in the civil lawsuit and hopefully the criminal action very soon. So, and as previously reported here, it says a judge ordered medical examiners to not release Bobby Christina's cause of death. On Monday, Christopher Brown said that the family was pleased to see that the Fulton County District made that decision. So, yeah, so they holding back on that shit because there's reason. So this Nick Gordon, I bet you he is freaked the fuck. Like, he has got to, because on the Dr. Phil, he was a mess, y'all. A straight up stone cold M-E-S-S mess. Freaked out, crazed, and I know it was like high as fuck and drunker and Cootie Brown, but it was still, there was still underlying just like fear in there too, like fear, like, oh shit, the gig is up. That's just how I saw that happening. So there we go. Update on the Bobby Christina story. It's like every time you turn around, it's like it's never in. Like, I had, when this happened, I was like, oh, she'll wake up, everything will go fine, or blah, 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 she'll be okay, whatever. That's what I thought at the very beginning. Nope. No. Ain't how that's gonna go down. It was scary. All right, let's move on. Now I'm getting depressed again. I'm trying not to get depressed. I'm gonna tell you what I am gonna do after this freaking Hollywood Hick program. I'm taking a nap, because I done told you I didn't sleep last night. That's one reason I'm angry. I'm not good when I don't sleep, because I was all riled up. And every time I'd like wake up, I'd have another thought of rage. Whatever, I can't talk about it. What else is going on out there in the world? Ooh, now this, I'm kind of interested in this right here, because it might actually make me watch one of them Housewives programs again. And I'm not talking about the, like, Hot Wives on the Hulu channel. I'm talking about the goddamn fucking autoplay. What is with this? Okay, now, Page Six and Us Weekly has done it. So, y'all, if you don't want autoplay videos, avoid. See, look, normally I would be plugging this shit, but I'm not going to plug it right now, because you know what? I'm not in the mood to do plugs today, okay? Between the other stuff and the fucking Pope and Kim damn Davis, I have no rainbow sparkles and sunshine or happy Dolly Parton feelings to share very much. So I'm trying to find them. One way to hopefully find them, although it ain't started yet, will be to tune into the Real Housewives of Atlanta, because they have done added Tootie, a.k.a. Regine, because they have added Kim Fields from Facts of Life and Living Single fame, two of the best characters on TV ever. I loved her as Tootie. Facts of Life was my show back in the day when I was a kid. I love me some Facts of Life. I freaking love me some Facts of Life, right? But it says here over on the Page Six, I guess it was originally published by the Variety people, but it says, after much speculation, Bravo has confirmed the Facts of Life alum Kim Fields is joining the cast of Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's going to premiere on November the 8th, and in the new season will feature films in a permanent role, while newcomer Shamia Hooher, I don't care about none of these other people. I don't care two tits about none of these other people. NeNe ain't on it no more. That NeNe done quit, so she can go do like Fashion Police, but then apparently Margaret Cho like showed her up, and I think I don't like that either, because Margaret Cho is a joke stealer, so I don't know if I really have very much respect for her either. But they don't got NeNe, so now they've added Tootie. But Tootie is like, you can tell, I watched the clip, they have like a little trailer for it, you know, and I'll try to post this on the Facebook page or something, but there's like a trailer for it, and at one point Tootie is like, are you grown? Is this how grown women act? Like, she is like, oh my god, what the have I got myself up in here, you know what I mean? Whatever. But But apparently, Tootie is going to be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and that might be what makes me want to go back and watch one of those Housewives shows. Because, you know, I gave up all the Housewives except for the Mob Wives. I love the Mob Wives with Big Ange and with Drita and all of those crazy people, Renee and Karen. Like, that's the good wives show. But now I might have to watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta on account of Tootie's on there. And I think the introduction of Tootie, and she got, like, this big blonde weave. Tootie's looking good. Her eyebrows are done. Her makeup's did. Tootie looks good. Tootie totally looks good. So, yeah, tune in to The Real Housewives of Atlanta if you're a Tootie fan or a Regine fan. Those were her two biggest characters on her sitcom life before she's now on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, good for you, Tootie. I'm glad to see you working again, girl. I get worried sometimes. I don't even know why I said that. But whatever. What else is going on out in the world at large? Ooh, did y'all see this? Ooh. Katy Perry was doing some show down in, like, Rio or something, and this chick done went and got groped by a fan while she, like, let this girl come up on stage. And the girl, apparently, like, everybody says the girl was rolling. I think that's, like, what they say when they're on Molly. Is that what they say when people are on Molly on the, whatchamacallit? Yeah, like the Molly, the ecstasy pill. They call it Molly. And but, like, she was up there, and, like, she got on, and she was, like, groping and kissing on, trying to get kisses on Katy Perry. Katy Perry was like, oh, hell, what the fuck is going on? But she kind of handled it well. But as she got off the stage, she's like, Katy Perry remarked that the young woman was rolling, which, and that means that Katy Perry must know what rolling is, right? But I think that's kind of freaking funny, because Katy Perry got groped up on the stage. Apparently, the Taylor Swift Tay-Tay is getting all, like, sassy on account of people keep trying to, like, say she's going to get pregnant and hitched with this Calvin Davis DJ dude, which, and by the way, I do not understand DJs. Can anybody explain DJ, like, how, what is the phenomenon of DJs all of a sudden? It's like they play music, but they don't really make music. I don't understand the fascination with DJs. And when I go to a club where there's supposed to be some fancy DJ, I hate it. When we tell you about using, there ain't no damn words to the song, and I like words to my songs. And it's like just this constant, that's too much for me. I like a dive bar with just a jukebox or something or whatever. I like to be able to talk over the music. So if I'm trying to, like, do some flirting or something, I don't got to scream at the top of my lungs on account of, if I scream too much, then my voice gives out on me, because I got one of them kind of voices where that shit just happens to you, whether you like that crap or not. It's just how it rolls. So, yeah, Katy Perry got groped. Taylor Swift is sending out tweets. She's like, what the press says I'm doing. This is one of her tweets. Buying Beverly Hills mansion, getting married in an English castle. What I'm doing, playing a show in St. Louis. Whatever. Okay, Taylor. You know what, Taylor Swift, though? At some point, you're going to have to show a titty or something. You're going to have to, because people are going to get bored. Like, you're on top right now, but it don't last forever. It really doesn't. Titty's going to have to pop out or something. You're going to have to do something a little bit more risque. Because, and thing is, I kind of like some of that Taylor Swift music. But if you really want an 80s-inspired album that's worth listening to, Carly Rae Jepsen, Mother Truckers. The chick who did Call Me Maybe. She got an album out right now called Emotion. And it is the best pop album I have heard in a long, 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 long mother trucking time. Okay? So go out and you get you some Carly Rae Jepsen, Emotion, if you like a pop tune, because that shit is the tits. I can't quit listening to it. I listen to it over and over. However, I didn't listen to it in the car on the way home from the workplace today because I needed to cheering up, so I put on my favorite high drama song of all time, Superwoman by Karen White, and that shit is the tits. I roll up all the windows, I sing at the top of my lungs, and I let that shit out. That's what I do. Feels good to let that stuff out. So what I'm talking about. So what the pop princesses are getting groped or like made or rumored about over on the interwebs and Twitters and things. What else is going on? Oh. Now, this story kind of annoys the shit out of me, okay? And it's a sad story, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell it anyway, but it just bothers me that people, like, okay, nobody wants, now, I don't know how I'm going to say this without coming across like an asshole, but I probably have already come across as somewhat of an asshole to people today, especially some people in particular who probably have a little bit more religion in them than I do, if I'm, like, telling the Pope to kiss my faggot ass. But I feel completely in the right to tell him to kiss my faggot ass right now on account of just his shady way about doing things. Either do it out in the open or don't do it at all. Don't be all sneaky on the flip side, because that's dastardly and it's shady and it's not cool, right? But now, Paul Walker, you remember from Fast and Furious movies, he was killed in that car crash in that Porsche that his friend was driving where he, like, went out of control or whatever. And apparently now his daughter is suing Porsche because she says that really he did not die from the crash itself. He died because he couldn't get out and ended up burned alive. Now that just sounds horrible. That sounds like one of the worst ways to go ever, right? It's like drowning or burned alive or buried alive. Like those kind of things just sound horrible to me. Oh, hail to the no. Right in the middle of me talking to you mother truckers. You want me to tell you what happened? My damn web browser done pooped the fuck out. Just crashed on me. So let me open this back up. I will just try to remember this off the top of my head in the process, right? Well, so Paul Walker was in that crash, right, with his buddy who was driving. Apparently, and according to the police report and stuff, they were driving fast and the guy lost control. And it's like one of those like racy kind of the Porsches that it doesn't have like a lot of the things, I guess, that regular street cars have, because it doesn't have like some stability thing. And she's the daughter's saying because it wasn't that that's pretty much what did him in. And that's why he ended up burning to death. Right. So this is the thing. This is the thing. And I feel really bad for him and his family. I feel bad for his daughter because I think her mama is like a really bad messed up alcoholic. And she's only like 16 years old. But honestly, I really get the feeling that there's some lawyer somewhere kind of taking advantage of this girl, because it's like, you look at this car. Like, I'm looking at a picture of the car right now. It is a mangled mess. Like, you weren't walking away from this. And anyway, if it had not burst into flames, there was going to be no walking away from this. I don't understand. But like, apparently law enforcement said the cause of the crash was speeding 80 to 93 miles per hour at the hands of driver Roger Rodas. Now, this is all off of the TMZ people, right? But the lawsuit says Rodas was only going between 63 and 71 miles per hour when it careened out of control. Now, I don't understand how anybody figures out any of them miles per hour numbers. I guess they're doing it off of like skid marks and things like that and other stuff, because I mean, people might have seen it happen, but you're not looking at the speedometer. You don't have a radar gun pointed at it. How do you know? But Meadows lawyers say the defect could have been corrected by a Porsche stability management system which prevents swerving. But the thing is, my understanding was that was kind of the point of this Porsche, was it sort of like you had to know what you were doing. And if you didn't know what you were doing, it was somewhat dangerous. Now, I might be wrong, but that's how I kind of understood this whole situation. So if you enter into that and you're driving somewhat recklessly, it seems like you're just sort of, it's like that's the chance you're taking. That's like, I've said it before, like when that whole Caitlyn Jenner thing back when she was Bruce got into that car wreck before the transition, and people are trying to say it was murder or should be charged with things. I'm like, no, I really don't. Like, civilly, yeah, he's probably she owes money to somebody somewhere, probably, just for civil sort of thing. But criminal, no. We all take that risk every time we get in a car and go somewhere. I don't know these other people. I don't know your life. I don't know you. I don't know if you're done gone crazy. I don't know if you done drunk too much. I don't know if you're high. I don't know if you're Cootie Brown. I don't know nothing about you. All I'm doing is trusting that you ain't going to run into me or kill me with your vehicle. That's all I'm doing. Like, even like walking down the street, like I think about it all the time on a sidewalk. I'm like, any one of these cars could careen out of control right into the sidewalk and kill a hick dead. Now, I almost had that happen one time, and that is why I know it could happen. If there was not a car parked on the side of the road, me and two friends of mine would be splattered on a brick wall in Hollywood down on, I think it was Selma Street. We were down there, we were going to go get a drink, and we were walking down the street, and this dude comes out of a parking lot, Cootie Brown drunk, and I think he hit the gas instead of the brake and didn't turn very good, and he went flying out. There was a Lexus parked on the road, and if that Lexus was not there to be between him and us, then he would have squished all three of us, because we were just walking down the road chatting and laughing and having a good time, because that's what people do on a Saturday evening when you're in Hollywood and you're on the way to a bar. Actually, probably on our way to our second or third bar, because I remember it being pretty late. That dude got out of his car, too. I'll never forget this. Got out of his car. Like, all these bouncers from these bars came over, right, to, like, kind of, like, help with to see what was going on. And he gets out of the car, and he's, like, after he tried to, like, drive away, but he couldn't because, like, his tire was jacked up, and it was, like, wedged up. And he was, like, trying so hard to go, right? Well, this bouncer's got him out. And he gets out of the car, and he's all, like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll take care of this. Don't blah, blah, blah. He was just acting all buddy-buddy with him, like, yeah, nothing to see here, fellas. Well, apparently there was something to see, because we went and had a drink, and then we went on the way back. Guess what was happening? Dude who almost killed us dead, except for that Lexus car there, you know what he was doing? He was is getting arrested for drunk and driving. Now, I ain't one to judge because I have had that happen to me before. I guess one time I did run into a taxi cab. So I guess I can say, but you know what? I learned from that lesson and I hope he did too. But now back to this Paul Walker thing. Like, really, it's a sad situation. It's horribly sad. But at the same time, I feel like when you put yourself in that situation and then something goes wrong, it's like you can't blame. It's like, I don't know. It's like everybody will always want somebody to blame for something. And I guess if I was Meta Walker, I'd probably want somebody to blame too. But being an impartial outsider, as the Hollywood hick is, I just kind of feel like maybe she's just a little bit like sad and hurt about the whole thing about losing her dad, because her mom really is a mess from what I understand. And she was really close to her dad. And that has to suck. But at the same time, I think there has to be a certain level of personal responsibility when it comes to these things. And they sort of knew what they were doing. I bet they were laughing and having a good time until all of a sudden, scream, boom. And then that was that. You know, it's like sad. It's sad. But that's my take on that. And if anybody disagrees with me, you can tweet me or you can send me a message on the Facebook or whatever on the Hollywood Hick page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. I don't know. But I just kind of feel that way. It's like it's sort of just it's the risk you take when you're doing that kind of stuff. So sad. It's just sad. It's completely sad. What else is going on out there? Oh my God, did y'all know how much money it costs to put an ad on the Empire program? I think it's over here on this iPad. I was looking at this story over here. Let me see if I can find it. Oh my goodness. Now, you know how much I love the Empire. It's going to be coming on here again shortly. This episode 2. I can't wait. You know I can't wait. It's like it's the only show, and I got to see it now. Anything else, I can wait. I'll just try to avoid anybody talking about it on the internet. It's like right now, I can't wait to see. Well, I mean, I can wait. I'm going to watch it, but I'm not, like, whatever. And I love him. I think he is Foxy McFoxalot. He is my number one Foxy. But John Stamos' new show, it did well, Grandfathered. And apparently it's pretty funny. So I look forward to seeing that. But Empire, I'm like, if I don't watch this right away before anybody can say anything to me, I am going to have to choke a bitch, right? That's kind of how that goes. But I was looking at this article that I came across. And if you want to put an advertisement on a show like Empire where it's kicking ass, like kicking ass like your name is Cookie Lion. But over here on the Entertainment Weekly, it says that a survey of ad rates that was compiled by Variety revealed that Empire, Fox's sophomore sudzer about a successful rap label. I like how they said a sophomore sudzer. I like a good use of alliteration. But commands more than $600,000 per 30-second spot. So that is $1.2 million a minute worth of advertising on the Empire program. That's a lot of dough to put your advertisement up. I think the only other thing that's like more right now is the NFL. Does it say it in here? I think it is. Yeah. At roughly $637,000 per 30-second post, Sunday Night Football on NBC continues to generate the most amount of advertiser cash. So Monday Night Football is only, or Sunday Night Football, excuse me, Sunday Night Football only beats Empire by $37,000 per 30-second spot. So that's pretty freaking amazing. But like other shit, the Scandal cost you $200,000. What else? It has a Walking Dead will cost you $500,000. The spinoff Fear the Walking Dead is $400,000. And I hear that show ain't doing near as good as the other one. Big Bang Theory, $289,000 for 30 seconds. Modern Family, $236,000. How to Get Away with Murder, $229,000. It costs a lot of damn money to put your commercial on TV, don't it? That is nuts. That is straight up mother trucking nuts. Whatever else. What else is going on? Oh, I was going to talk about my boyfriend, John Stamos, going to rehab. And now like, I wrote that down. But then I looked at the article and it was boring. He was like, my mom died and I miss her. She was one of my best friends. And so I kind of spiraled and did some things I probably shouldn't have done. And I completely understand that, because when my mom died, I got a little weird too. It's like I'm looking back now. I'm like, I may not have handled that whole thing as well as I should have. I think I might have kind of like internalized some things or something. I don't know. Actually going through a lot of that right now. I got a lot of stirred up feelings inside. That's why I probably sound like a little like freaking angry and off today. I don't know. Or maybe you're enjoying it. Fuck if I know. All I know is I'm just pissed. I'm just generally pissed right now. It makes me angry that some people just think that they're fucking whatever. I can't talk about it. I can't. Oh, God, and a picture of that god awful Kim Davis just showed up on there. I ain't looking at that thing no more. You know what we're going to do? We got like, what, another about 10 minutes or so here on the Hollywood Hick. I can't talk about any more of this bullshit. Oh, there was something I wanted to talk about. Which one was it? This one? This is good. I like a good stupid girl story. And I can't stand them cunt trashy ends. You know, I talk about, like, I say I'm not going to talk about them, but I kind of like this one because there was a blind gossip a while back. And I called it. I knew what it was back then. But apparently it was called Half Empty Scramble, right? Was the name of it. And it says it's solved now, like when they put up the solved one, because it's been since July since they solved it, but they finally got to the bottom of it. But the blind gossip said, which female media's darling's handlers had to scramble to keep her from being embarrassed by a half-empty room? The recent events was announced at one venue, but organizers started panicking when they failed to sell out even half the seats. Their choices were to try to block off the venue, offer the seats for free, or move to a smaller venue. If they had done the first or second, the press would have had a field day mocking their client's popularity. So they quickly scrambled to move the event to a different venue with a seating capacity that was less than half of the original. Perhaps having millions of online followers doesn't necessarily mean that people are actually willing to pay to see her. Well, guess who it was? Kim Kardashian. Because earlier this year, according to the Solved section, Kim Kardashian gave a talk in San Francisco. The event was billed as a public interview to dish on her new book, Selfish, which flopped miserably from what I understand. And I saw a few pages of it, and it was ridiculously stupid, and it deserved to flop miserably. But the business of the millennial culture, blah, 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 blah. According to Vanity Fair, it said the auditorium at the Castro held far fewer attendees than the typical Inform event, which organizers say usually draws about 650 people, blah, blah, blah. They tried to toot it up. But where does it get to the good part? I basically said, okay, she ended up moving it from the Paramount Theater in Oakland, which sat 3,000 people. A few days before the talk, they found out they had sold less than 1,400 tickets to the event. Uh-oh. It was a huge embarrassment to have Kim talk to a half-empty auditorium, so they moved it to the Castro, which seats 1,400. That way they could have an almost full house and claim they were nearly sold out. It was an expensive switch, but Kris Jenner felt the price was worth it to save Kim from embarrassment. Well, guess what? Now it's all over the interwebs, and I hope some embarrassment wave comes crashing through again. But apparently the crowd whooped and cheered. They would interrupt her often throughout the conversation, inserting their own opinions and offering answers when she would pause to gather her thoughts. The downside of actively objectifying yourself, it turns out, is that sometimes it can make an object in more ways than you'd intended. And apparently on the San Francisco Weekly added that moderator LaDoris Cordell, I like that name, LaDoris Cordell, nodded and said, that's really interesting, until she was dead inside. Which, because if you've ever heard these people talk, there's like there's nothing but vapid narcissism coming out of their freaking mouths. I don't know why anybody pays any attention. Especially kid, like she's whatever. It's like a prime example of like a crooked dick up your ass of what it could do for you. I mean, who knew? Who knew? I thought she might get a little attention out of that tape, but I never knew it'd get to this level. Her mama, I'll give her mama that. Her mama was smart. She freaking did whatever. Like, I'm like, whatever. I'm sitting here talking about him, and I don't even like the bitch. I don't even know why I did. But let's look at something else. Let's go over to the over here on the Reddit page, they have a section called Florida Man. And when I looked at it yesterday, there were some pretty funny stuffs on here. So we're going to see if we can find one of these to see what the fuck is going on over in Florida, because there were some funny ones. Oh, here was a good one. Okay, now if this don't make you feel better about yourself, I don't know what will. But according to the My Palm Beach Post, right? That's what they call this website over here. Florida man impersonates doctor, touches job applicant's breasts, right? But I think if I read the memories right, there was like more to it than that. But basically it says, a woman who thought she was being hired as a nursing assistant instead met a man whom police say pretended to be a doctor and inappropriately touched her. Police say Howard Harlib, either way you say it, 62, of Miami Beach, faked being a doctor, claiming to want to hire the victim to take care of one of his patients. Police arrested Harlib on Thursday on charges of battery and practicing medicine without a license. Pascal told, that's the chick he did this to, Antonia Pascal, who's the one who got violated. She was ravaged. Police told Harlib, said Harlib asked her inappropriate questions, and such as whether she would be uncomfortable if the patient masturbated in front of her or touched her breasts. Pascal arrived at Harlib's home, and after a brief conversation, Harley began touching her breast and pushing a thermometer between her buttocks over her clothing. For a second, I was like, how did he get a thermometer up her butthole, but apparently it's over her clothing, claiming to be demonstrating the proper way to take a temperature rectally? He told her that She told him she was uncomfortable and left the home. Harlib later told detectives that he only touched her arm when meeting her. But then the police report that Harlib is currently on probation for the same charges from an earlier incident. So this is the thing, dude. Okay, Howard Harlib, if you are in trouble for doing something that you're doing again, they're going to have a really hard time believing your ass. Okay, so if y'all don't feel better about yourself, because you ain't this stupid ass Howard Harlib trying to lure some woman over just so you can grope a titty and then pretend to stick a thermometer up her ass, because if that's what gets you off, you just need to go back to porn, have yourself, and take a nap. That would be much an easier way to approach that shit. I'm just saying is all. Okay. What else is going on? Let's go back over to the Florida Man page. See if anything else is this was kind of fun. No, I don't want to talk about this. Was the one I wanted to talk about. I knew there was another one. I just couldn't find it. Oh, and I was going, whatever. I don't talk, like, whatever. I'm wishy-washy on the Justin Bieber, y'all. I am wishy-washy. Like, before I was like, I'm kind of buying his retribution thing, and now I'm not so sure I'm buying it again, because he got on the Complex magazine spouting off all this Jesus talk about how, like, he identifies and all this stuff. Like, I just couldn't. I, like, read parts of the quotes, and it just made me shake my head. I'm like, oh my God, you're trying too hard, Biebs. You're trying too hard. Just, I like your new song. It's really catchy and good, but just shut the fuck up for a minute. Like, just shut up. Just shut up with this redemption train. We get it. Like, you're full of the sawies for all of the douchebaggery you did back in the day when you were a complete douche nozzle. We get it. You were young. If anybody followed me around when I was in my early 20s, that shit would have been nuts. So I'm glad I didn't have to experience what you experienced. But at the same time, just make some music, dance around on the stage, and quit pontificating about shit that you shouldn't be pontificating about. Okay, that's all I'm going to say on that, because I'm not even going to read the quotes, because I don't got time, because I want to talk about a monkey that got loose, and that's much more fun to talk about than Justin Bieber being freaking on the goddamn redemption train again, right? But according to, what are we on, CBS Miami's, the monkey has fun on loose in Florida suburbs. So apparently, a monkey that escaped his owner's Florida home had some fun while on the loose in the neighborhood, right? Zeke the monkey chewed on neighbor's mail, pulled molding off a police car, not just a regular car, but a popo car, and rocked back and forth on a street sign. I don't think it said it here, but I think I read somewhere else, he also took a piss on that police car, like right on the hood. He's just like, psst. Let that go. Just let it go. But he was eventually caught when his owner returned a short while later. But Sanford police officers responded to the neighborhood Monday morning after a neighbor phoned in a report that a monkey was eating mail out of her mailbox. And it was, too. It is sitting right on top of her mailbox with her mail in his hands, and he is just chewing it to shit. He is eating it right up. So I hope that was not any important mail. I hope you can get an email copy of it or something, lady. But apparently the Sanford police officers responded to the neighborhood Monday morning after she told him about that. And Zeke jumped on the officer's squad car and pulled some molding off the exterior roof, right? And then the monkey also drank from a water bottle that the officers offered as a distraction. That's a smart monkey. They gave him a water bottle. I'm looking at a picture of this monkey right now, too. This monkey is holding that water bottle like he's with two hands, like he knows what to do with it. And he's just about to drink from it. But they basically said that Zeke had a little fun with our patrol car, and then his owner came back and got him. But that's freaking funny. There's some videos that I saw online, too, where this monkey was like, he's on a freaking street sign just going to town, like back and forth, like just shaking the shit out of it. So funny. Like, people were scared of that monkey. But, like, Florida is full of crazy. Like, they got monkeys to worry about now, big old python snakes in the swamps. Didn't somebody let loose a cobra I ain't even sure they found yet down there? That is reason enough not to go to Florida because there's a cobra on the loose. Hollywood Hick ain't going up in there. Hail to the no. I don't know. Let's see if we can find some stupid criminal story. We'll go over to the news of the stupid here on the Reddit page. I do like that about what's going over here. Oh my God, this, just for the headline alone, I gotta have this. It says, where did it go? Fuck, where'd my headline go? I gotta back up. Sorry, y'all. Says right here, man uses raccoon to get around a breathalyzer and is then attacked by it. That happened. Where did this happen? We got to see this. Somebody was arrested, I think, for abuse of public animal, drunken or reckless driving. And this is down in San Diego here. But apparently on September the 15th, a male Navy enlisted first class petty officer exited a bar intoxicated in an attempt to drive a POV equipped with a breathalyzer interlock system. So what is a POV? some kind of vehicle, personal operating vehicle. I don't know. He's in the military. Suspect was too intoxicated to successfully start the vehicle, so he went into the park where he captured a raccoon rummaging in a trash receptacle. Individual utilized the raccoon to blow into the interlock system successfully, but the raccoon became unconscious from being squeezed and was discarded on the floorboard of the vehicle until a short time later when the raccoon regained consciousness and began to attack the suspect while driving, causing the vehicle to crash into a residential fence. The vehicle came to a complete stop in an in-ground swimming pool. The suspect sustained numerous scratches and bite marks to the hands, face, stomach, and arms. What the fuck, mother truckers? Now, if you don't feel better about yourself after hearing that story, I don't know what mother trucking will. But oh shit, that's it for me, y'all. I'm glad I got that whole story. And do not use a raccoon to work your breathalyzer thing, y'all. It's gonna end up crazy. And if you do, ditch him out the car so when he comes to, he can just run back to the park. Don't like keep him in the car on the floorboard. What an idiot child. Oh my god, but I hope you feel better about yourself after hearing that. This has been the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for my ass, y'all. Be good, stay out of trouble, and I promise I'll be full of more rainbow sparkle sunshine and Dolly Parton feelings for the next one. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, y'all. But mother trucking, bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo-lam,